If there's a new development in tech, he's on it. The Tech Report with Stephen Ambrose.
Stephen Ambrose, a very good morning. How are you?
I'm good, and yourself?
Yes, excellent. Thank you. Can we please talk flip phones, because they're coming back, and I'm not sure what I feel about them. What do you feel about them?
Well, I just think they are super, super cool. Whether that's a judgment or whether that's a call on their success, I don't know. Simply put, Motorola set the standard many years ago with the Moto Flip, or whatever you want to call it, the Moto, I think it was also the Moto Z, come to think of it. And it became an iconic phone for many, many of us, certainly. I'm slightly more mature than quite a few. So I remember clearly the excitement of getting this cool phone that you just used your thumb and flipped it open, and you looked like quite the fellow or person out there with this fabulous little new phone. Well, Samsung and Motorola, interestingly, have come out with new flip phones. And what's assisted in the development of these phones are flexible plastic OLED screens. So the world of foldable screens is about to hit us, and I think it's about to hit us really hard. We're going to see a ton of, as the technology matures, as the manufacturers of these screens, which include Samsung, LG, and a couple of others, as these screens become more and more available and the prices become more and more reasonable, we're going to see a lot of interesting takes on how the form factor of the phone changes. And last week, Tuesday, interestingly, Samsung announced their latest shot at foldable phones. They had the Galaxy Fold from last year, sold for 45,000 Rand, broke initially, they had to rebuild it. It was a bit of a first go at the whole category. But they released the Samsung Galaxy Z Flip to the world last Tuesday. And here's what's interesting. It will be available next week in South Africa. You can buy it in limited editions right now at a spectacularly low price of 29,995. So all you guys who've got a few tens of thousands lying around and want the coolest, most interesting phone on the market, it's available next week. But truly, it is an interesting phone. It looks like a little bit of a compact square device. And when you flip it open with your thumb, which is just something I couldn't get enough of.
It becomes almost like a fidget spinner, one of those things.
Sorry, Howard.
Yeah, so the problem with people like me with ADD is we're going to be flipping our phones all the time.
Just flipping your lid the whole time.
Exactly. Wow.
That's exactly the feeling you get. And they guarantee that you're going to have to flip 200,000 plus times to do any damage to the screen. But the screen itself is spectacular. When it's flipped open, it's a totally normal large screen smartphone. It's slim. It's got the most incredible hinge in terms of technology. It just looks super cool. And it performs like a normal top end phone. It's not at the very cutting edge, of the latest tech like the S20 range that was launched alongside it. But it is definitely the most commercial folding plastic screen phone. Interestingly, the screen is not entire plastic. It's got a very thin film of glass to help stop it from scratching easily. And that's quite something, because it's flexible glass, which is something that's I've never seen before. And in all respects, they've done some really smart work. So you, like a laptop, you can put it on a table, open the top of the screen. The bottom looks like a keyboard or an interaction pad. And the top half of the screen turns into, you know, your Twitter feed, your emails, whatever you want. So it's extremely versatile. They've done some clever thinking. And whether you like smart flip phones or you like phones that are unusual or not, the simple fact is I think we are going to see a ton of these coming in the next couple of months. And Samsung have stolen the march on everyone by bringing out something that's commercially viable, moderately affordable. I'm not going there because some people will shout at me. But it is now in the realm of something that people can buy and actually afford, about 1,400 Rand on a contract with Vodacom that I've seen. So the technology is here. It is super cool to play with, and it definitely shows the potential of foldable screens. The form factors are going to change. The standard sort of glass and metal candy bar form factor might change in the next year or two completely. And the possibilities of having a screen that you can fold, one you can wrap around your arm, wrap around things, is quite futuristic. It certainly does feel like Samsung have introduced a little touch of the near future to us, and it's super, super cool.
Absolutely incredible. I have to say that I'm very drawn to a flip phone. Ian, what do you think?
I'm busy calculating whether I'm due for an upgrade.
Super compelling.
Absolutely. It really, really is. I don't know. There is something about it. Stephen Ambrose, thank you as always. Except I hate it when you do this because then it...
Yeah. Thank you, Stephen.
That's all sorts of wants that become
needs. Exactly, exactly. The want that becomes a need. That's Stephen Ambrose. You can listen to a full hour at 11 o'clock on a Thursday morning. It is 8:43. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.